Welcome to Melting the Ice, Derritiendo el Hielo, a bilingual radio series dedicated to sharing stories of how U.S. immigration and customs enforcement is impacting families across the U.S., unpacking how this current system works and who is profiting, and to sharing information and strategies about how people are fighting back. I'm your host, Luis Luna, and this show is produced and edited by Sylvia Ryerson. Thank you for joining us. We hope this radio broadcast will reach people currently inside ICE detention centers. If you are listening right now from detention, we want to send you our special greetings, our love, solidarity, and respect. We want you to know that you are not alone and that there are people out here fighting for you and with you. You can write us at Melting the Ice, P.O. Box 202981, New Haven, Connecticut, 06520. Again, that's Melting the Ice, P.O. Box 202981, New Haven, Connecticut, 06520. We would love to know if you are listening and what information would be most useful for you. Bienvenidos y bienvenidas a Derritiendo el Hielo, una serie de radio bilingüe dedicada a compartir historias de cómo el sistema de inmigración está impactando a familias en todos Estados Unidos, desarmando los mecanismos del sistema actual, quién se beneficia y compartiendo información y estrategias de cómo la gente está luchando. Soy su anfitrión, Luis Luna, y este programa es producido y editado por Sylvia Ryerson. Gracias por acompañarnos. Esperamos que esta transmisión de radio llegue a las personas que actualmente se encuentran en los centros de detención de ICE. Si está escuchando ahora desde detención, queremos enviarle nuestros saludos especiales, nuestro amor, solidaridad y respeto. Queremos que sepan que no están solos y solas y que hay personas que luchan por usted y con usted. Nos pueden escribir a Derritiendo el Hielo, P.O. Box 202981, New Haven, CT 06520. Otra vez, Derritiendo el Hielo, P.O. Box 202981, New Haven, Connecticut, 06520. Nos encantaría saber si está escuchando y qué información sería la más útil para usted. Today we have a very special episode, and I'm joined now by our producer, Sylvia Ryerson.
Hi, yeah, so this week we're doing something different that we're really excited to share with everyone. In September, movement organizers in New Jersey reached out to us to let us know that the band Los Jornaleros del Norte were coming to Newark to perform a serenata to everyone detained inside the Essex County Detention Center. The event was being organized by a broad coalition of advocacy groups, including Wind of the Spirit, New Labor, the Workers' Justice Project, Casa Freehold, Lazos, Unidad Latina en Acción, New Jersey, and the National Day Laborer Organizing Network. Los Jornaleros del Norte, the Day Laborers of the North, are a band that formed in Los Angeles in 1995 after a raid by what was back then the Immigration and Naturalization Services, INS, on people who were waiting in line at a mobile health clinic that was offering free HIV and STD testing. Lead singer Omar Sierra, himself a day laborer, was there, and while he managed to escape the raid, many others were detained by INS that day. So in response, Omar wrote a ballad so as never to forget the incident, titled El Corrido de Industry. And then Omar brought his guitar to the street corner to perform the song for his fellow day laborers, and soon their band was born. Since then, they've been playing music in the streets, performing for their fellow day laborers in parking lots, community festivals, marches, protests, union meetings, and more. They've written songs about wage theft, the fight for 15, the dangers of being undocumented, of facing raids and deportation, but also about the joy of community resistance and the quest for liberation. And they locate their music in the long history of indigenous and Latinx struggles against domination, and how these particular song forms of ballads and corridos and cumbias have been sung for generations as a way to inform, mobilize, accompany, and celebrate struggle. And in 2012, they started performing concerts outside of ICE detention centers to serenade everyone inside with songs of hope and freedom and love. as a part of the Chant Down the Walls series with the National Day Laborer Organizing Network.
Yeah, so when we heard that we're coming to Newark, we were like, we have to go. So we drove to New Jersey to record the concert in order to share it with you here now over the airwaves as we all work together to melt down these walls in every way we possibly can. So on today's show, we are sharing this recording from the parking lot of the Essex County Detention Center. Most of all, we are broadcasting this on local airwaves to reach those of you who are detained in Essex right now. We hope you are listening and can hear these songs, prayers, and words of support that were sent out to you that night from the over 100 supporters who were there. And we want to share this with everyone who may be listening from detention right now, wherever you are. We love you, and this concert is for you. We all know that these walls are meant to separate us and to isolate everyone inside and to make you feel like you are alone. But you are not alone. And today, we hope that these airwaves will travel right through those concrete walls to reach you and to remind us all that these walls will never win. The concert was being organized to rally in support of Jose Hernandez Velasquez, a 20-year-old Dover High School alum who is currently detained in Essex. Jose has lived in New Jersey since he was 1 year old, but is undocumented and is currently facing an order of deportation to El Salvador due to a series of low-level offenses. WNYC and Gothamist have reported that last May, following a confrontation with a corrections officer inside Essex, Jose alleges that he was forced to strip naked and was beaten by officers so severely that he wound up in the emergency room at the University Hospital in Newark. Jose is continuing to fight his case and has courageously shared his story with major outlets, crucially revealing the appalling and deadly conditions inside this facility. Jose, we hope you are listening. We send you our special greetings and solidarity, and we want you to know that your bravery in sharing this story is a huge part of what made this concert possible. Your story also reminds us to think about all the stories of abuse that we are not hearing and that are not being allowed to be told, which is why what you have shared with us is so important. You are inspiring us and so many others to keep listening and fighting and finding ways to accompany everyone that is separated from their family right now and suffering under these conditions. We thank you for this. And we want you to know that there are so many people out here that support you and are fighting for you. So, today we are going to try to take everyone with us from the New Jersey Turnpike to the Essex Detention Center parking lot to share the serenata a un indocumentado from Los Jornaleros del Norte and friends to everyone behind detention center walls. And to all poor Black and Brown and immigrant communities that are being targeted for detention, deportation, and incarceration, but are inspiring us all to keep fighting for our freedoms together.
Just turning off the New Jersey Turnpike onto Dormas Avenue here in Newark, New Jersey.
All these chemicals right on there. So we're in a very industrial part of New Jersey. There is many warehouses and cranes and containers. There's many 18-wheelers all around us. Kind of some are parked with their lights on. It's about 7:01. The sun is about to settle. It's getting a little dark.
Yeah, it really is. It's just sort of like this weird industrial zone right here in Newark, New Jersey.
And then we're starting to see folks. That's the detention center.
Okay, here's the sign. Essex County Correctional Facility here on Dormas Ave. And here everyone is.
That's Brian. Brian?
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi.
Brian.
So good to be here.
Nice to see you.
Luis.
What's going on, Luis? How are you? Muy bien, y tú?
Yeah.
Good. Hey, there's parking right down there on the right. If you need to drop off equipment, you probably should. If not, just go down there and walk on over. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that was Brian Lozano, lead organizer and policy director with the Wind of the Spirit Immigrant Resource Center in Morristown, New Jersey, and one of the core organizers of the event. We wish you could have seen the crowd. It was really amazing to see so many people gathering together, holding signs, some people wearing traditional dresses, with colors, music, in front of this ominous building in industrial New Jersey where members of our community are being held.
Yeah, it was incredible to see. And then as we drove to park, I got really excited because I wanted to tune in to check the signal of WKCR 89.9 FM, the station that we're partnering with to broadcast this show on local airwaves. Check it out, check it out. 89.9. This is WKCR. See how big it sounds? This is gonna air on this station.
Wow.
This is it.
Amazing.
So then we parked and went back to find Brian, who gave us a rundown of what was about to happen.
We're out here today at Essex County Correctional Facility in support of Jose Hernandez Velasquez. He's a young man from Dover, New Jersey, my hometown, and he has told his legal help about the conditions here at Essex County Correctional Facility, that he's been abused by guards and that he's been sexually harassed by guards. And we're gonna be here in support of him with his family today and the band Los Jornaleros del Norte. And we're going to be serenading the people who are in this detention center.
And for the guys on the other side of the fence right now, what do you hope they know about tonight?
We want everybody at the Essex County Correctional Facility who is in there, who is detained, and that we are here, that we were going to continue to fight for you and with you while you're in there, and that there's a whole community and a whole country and a whole entire globe that is watching and that sees how wrong this is, how criminal, how immoral this is. And we're going to be here and continue until these walls are melted down and you're reunited with your families. So to everybody inside of Essex County Correctional Facility, we really hope that you enjoy what we're about to play for you all, this cumbia, these rancheras, this serenata, and just know that we're all out here with you and that this music is our ancestors and our ancestral spirits and offer fortitude to you.
And then we were able to catch Omar Leon Sierra, the lead singer of Los Jornaleros del Norte, and Pablo Alvarado, who also sings and is the bass player for the band, and also the co-director of the National Day Laborer Organizing Network.
Hey,
thank you so much for tonight. We're recording this to play on the radio, to broadcast, to reach inside the detention center.
Oh, that was great.
We're gonna play this on the radio and your show. So I'm recording messages to say directly to the guys inside your name and what you're out here doing.
Hi, my name is Omar Leon. I'm the lead singer and accordion player for Los Jornaleros del Norte. And we want to let all the people inside the detention center, we want to let them know that they're not alone, that there's a lot of people outside fighting for them. And we are demanding their liberty, and we will continue fighting not only for their rights, for also for our rights. And we hope that they are able to hear the music of Los Jornaleros.
Tell me about Los Jornaleros del Norte, your band. Who are you?
Los Jornaleros del Norte is a band that started more than 20 years ago, and it's a band that focuses on protest music. All the lyrics talk about people's life, people's struggle, and it's music that celebrates, but also music that encourages people to fight, to stand up and fight for their rights. And the lyrics can talk about wage theft, work safety. A song might tell the story about a parent that it's about to be deported. So that's Los Jornaleros del Norte. And we've been doing concerts outside detention centers for many years, from Alabama to Los Angeles, Nevada. We've been all over the place trying to bring our music to the detention centers to give hope to these people that are in detention.
Tell us about La Serenata. What does that mean, and why do you choose to do a serenata outside?
The serenata, the idea came was born in Los Angeles when we were marching outside the detention center, and we saw families outside the detention center hanging balloons from a chain link fence, saying, "We miss you, happy birthday." And we asked them, "Why you put these messages here?" And they say, "Because my husband is in there, and there's a certain period of the day that he walks through that window, and he's able to read the sign from all the way inside." So that's when I talked a little bit to that family, and I heard their story, and I wrote the serenata song, and basically the song talks about a dad that was arrested, and he's about to be deported, and the family is gonna break apart.
Would you say the lyrics?
In Spanish, asómate a la ventana, te traje esta serenata, aunque estés encarcelada, mira, te canta quien te ama. Por ti me juego la vida, por liberarte me muero en la raya. Ay, qué leyes tan injustas que buscan el separarnos. Nos juzgan de criminales por ser indocumentados. No saben que nuestras manos a ellos los tienen tragando. A donde vayas te sigo, si te deportan también. A la chingada este norte, porque sin ti ya pa' qué. Que no se den por vencidos. Desde afuera hay mucha gente luchando para que logren su libertad. Hay mucha gente que está luchando para que cambien las leyes y para que paren los ataques en contra de nuestra comunidad. Ánimo a todos ellos y bendiciones.
My name is Pablo Alvarado, and I am part of the Day Laborer Band, Los Jornaleros del Norte, and we've been performing outside detention centers since 2012. We've done dozens of presentations outside detention centers, and the idea of the Chant Down the Walls, that's what we call the series of concerts, Chant Down the Walls. The idea is to let folks who are in captivity know that they're not alone, that there are a lot of people outside who see them and who care about their fate. That's the first objective. The second is that what's motivating these attacks against immigrants is essentially white supremacy. And there's nothing better than a song to combat the idea of white supremacy. It's an ideology that can't stand a song. And actually, I mean, a song cannot be caged. A song cannot be jailed. A song is free, just like our desires to be free. And that's why a corrido, a ballad, a cumbia, is the antithesis of white supremacy. That's why we're bringing music to people who are in captivity. Those who believe that we present a threat to them should understand that we're not. We're not asking for any privilege. We want the same rights that everybody else has. That's it. So our struggle is just, and what we're demanding is not a big deal. And we know that they are afraid, and they shouldn't. And by the way, the fear that they have is the same fear that the slave owners had when the slaves wanted to be free. It's the same fear that men had when women wanted to have the right to vote. It's the same fear that the segregationists had when people wanted to be, when they wanted to desegregate schools. It's the same fear that people had when people were demanding equal rights under the law. It's exactly the same fear. And they shouldn't, because it's not our intention to create that fear. And if there is someone who can liberate them from that fear, it's the undocumented community itself. And that's why the music is so important. The music removes not only the fear of immigrants, but the idea is to remove the fear of our adversaries, of even the sheriff and the people, the guards inside. Now they know that we can do what we did tonight. And that music is not a destructive force. It's the other way around. It's healing. It's power. Hopefully that message is clearly sent tonight.
So then, just after dark, the event began, hosted by local organizer Jorge Torres of the National Day Labor Organizing Network and Unidad Latina en Acción, New Jersey.
So les vamos a dar un aplauso y sin papeles, así no nos van a escuchar los compas. Y sin papeles, no papers, no papers, no papers. ¿Listo, compa? All right, so we're going to start. Vamos a empezar ya, porque si no nos vamos a demorar mucho. All right. Bueno, entonces estamos aquí en el condado de Essex, en la cárcel, en el centro de detención de Essex County. Este condado hace más de 50 millones al año por encarcelar y deportar a nuestra gente. Y es una de las cárceles que tiene una de las peores condiciones en todo el país. Hemos tenido reportes de comida con moho, comida pasada, comida incluso con insectos en la comida. Entonces vamos a escuchar por qué es que los jornaleros están cruzando el país haciendo conciertos y están cantando afuera de los centros de detención. A continuación, quiero llamar a un caso que es de mucha inspiración para todos los que venimos haciendo este trabajo desde que el presidente Obama estaba en la administración. El presidente Obama también deportó a mucha de nuestra gente, más de 2.5 millones de deportaciones. Y hubo una mujer, y las mujeres han sido las que más nos han dado los ejemplos en la lucha en contra de las deportaciones. ¡Que vivan las mujeres! ¡Que vivan las mujeres! A continuación, Gaby, si por favor puede venir. Le vamos a dar un fuerte aplauso por todo lo que hizo por su esposo y su caso de deportación. Y Carlos le va a traducir. ¡Y sin papeles!
Hola, buenas noches. Mi nombre es Gabriela. Voy a contar la historia de cómo pasó con la detención con mi esposo. Exactamente hace como 5 años mi esposo fue detenido. Fue traído justamente a este lugar. Luego le pasaron a Elizabeth, al centro de migración.
My name is Gabby and I'm just here to share my story. About 5 years ago, my husband was detained by ICE. And he was actually transferred to this building that's behind you. And then he was later taken to the Elizabeth Detention Center.
En ese centro estuvo detenido durante 2 meses. En ese momento yo tenía 7 meses de embarazo. Mi hijo de, en ese momento, 7 años. Fueron 2 meses totalmente duros. Me tocó mudarme, dejar mi apartamento, mis cosas, cambiar el niño de la escuela y sin poder trabajar y ni tampoco contar con el sueldo de él.
He was detained for 2 months while I was 7 months pregnant. And my younger son at the time was 7 years old. And because my husband was detained, we had to move from our apartment in Newark to Elizabeth to be closer to the detention center. And also my son had to change schools in the middle of the school year, which wasn't good for him.
En ese momento vi muchas veces creí rendirme, quise rendirme, pero hubieron personas como Carlos, como Jorge, como Vera, que llegaron en el momento indicado para poder ayudarme y apoyarme y salir adelante. Fueron ese apoyo que yo necesité y por la cual hoy en día estoy aquí apoyando a ellos también, apoyando a las personas que están detenidas injustamente.
When my husband was initially detained, I wanted to stop fighting and give up. I didn't have the strength to keep fighting, but I met some of the organizers here, Jorge, Vera, Carlos, who came into my life at the right moment and helped me and supported me.
Mi esposo decía que las condiciones dentro de la detención son bastante malas, la comida, donde ellos duermen, muchas veces tienen que pasar frío porque no les dan suficiente cobijas. Llegaban detenidos, dormían y muchos de ellos no amanecían porque llegaban en medianoche y se los llevaban. Los hacían firmar obligados o algunos sin obligación y se los llevaban para deportarlos.
The conditions at these detention centers are really horrific. They don't provide much care. I know that people sleep here without blankets. And sometimes they're transferred to a different detention center in the middle of the night.
Hoy en día seguimos luchando y doy gracias a Dios de que mi esposo pudo salir. Pero allá hay muchos que quizás no tienen esa bendición de poder estar libres.
My husband is now, he was released, and I'm blessed to be able to be with my family reunited, but there's many people behind these walls who are detained and don't have the fortune to be with their loved ones.
Por eso hoy estoy aquí apoyando y alzando la voz por todas esas personas que no pueden estar libres. Y por todas las que han sido deportados. En mi caso, mi hermano, quien fue deportado también. Entonces, sé de cerca lo que es vivir la deportación y también vivir la injusticia de la separación de familias.
And I'm here today to stand up for those who are behind those walls. And not just those who are detained, also those who have been deported like my brother. So I know from personal experience what it is to have your loved ones detained and also deported and separated.
Junto a Unidad Latina y a todas las organizaciones queremos alzar la voz para que esto se cierre, para que todos estos centros sean cerrados, para que no haya más detenciones, que no haya más separación de familias, para que no haya más dolores a nuestras familias.
I'm here with the organizations here, Unidad Latina and everybody else who's here today, calling for these centers to be shut down. There's no need to have these places that promote family separation open and for everybody to be released immediately.
Entonces, sin papeles. Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Next, we're going to have Brian from Winds of the Spirit. He's just gonna give a quick share about a detainee that is inside today and a case that we're gonna fight for it.
Buenas noches, gente. ¿Cómo están? Sin miedo. Sin miedo. Bueno, mi gente, mi nombre es Brian. Estoy con la organización Viento del Espíritu. Voy a explicarle un poco sobre lo que está sucediendo adentro, pero antes de eso, y ya sé que lo tienen muy claro, pero esto es criminal. Esto es criminal lo que están haciendo con nuestras comunidades. Lo que vienen haciendo no solamente es criminal, es inmoral. Lo que vienen haciendo por milenios con nuestras comunidades, con la raza indígena, con la raza afroamericana o africana. Es criminal. Quitan los recursos de nuestras comunidades. Después, cuando nuestras comunidades se ven que ya no pueden más, tienen que migrar. Those are root causes of migration. Son las causas raíces de la migración. Nuestra gente no quiere dejar a su familia en sus países, pero tienen que dejarla para buscar una mejor situación económica. Por eso la gente viene a este país. Y como sobre ese concepto, o eso es lo que acabo de hablar de lo que sucede, crean miles y miles de historias en donde nuestras comunidades se enfrentan a policías que están en la cual sus sistemas están compuestos por la supremacía blanca, instituciones que por cientos de años han existido con la supremacía blanca y continúan persiguiendo a nuestras comunidades, a las personas que parecen un poco más indígenas, a los afrolatinos, a los caribeños, a los africanos, ¿cierto? Y esta es la misma historia que vemos con la comunidad TPS, con la comunidad DACA, que están acá, que están buscando una vida mejor. Y tenemos a un joven allá adentro que es de mi pueblo, de Dover, New Jersey, que sus padres tienen TPS, pero que él está indocumentado. Y terminó en detención y es posible que lo deporten. Y como él está aquí desde que tiene un año, desafortunadamente creo que él pensó que por él ser o creerse tan americano como un estadounidense que nació acá, que le pudo decir o pudo proclamar sus derechos. ¿Y sabe qué hicieron los guardias? Le pegaron. ¿Sabe lo que hicieron los guardias? Le pisaron los testículos. Esto es lo que está sucediendo allá adentro, en ese centro de detención. Y esto tiene que parar, esto es criminal. Es criminal separar a nuestras familias y a nuestra comunidad. Y también es criminal que nuestra comunidad esté dando a este estado y a esta nación y no les puedan dar una cosa tan simple como el privilegio de manejar en este estado, en el estado de New Jersey. La mayoría de las deportaciones y detenciones resultan a nuestra comunidad no tener una licencia y es necesario. Y es un llamado de parte de la comunidad inmigrante y los que están en solidaridad con la comunidad inmigrante a los legisladores. Pasen la ley de licencias de conducir este año. Que viva la raza indígena, que viva la raza africana y que vivan los trabajadores. ¡El pueblo unido!
¡Woo! Vamos a decirle a José, ¿verdad? Porque José está ahí y nos cuenta la familia que está con un poco de miedo, pero que están aquí y que sepa que no tenemos papeles y no tenemos miedo, ¿verdad? Entonces, José, escucha, estamos en la lucha. José. José,
estamos en la lucha.
Ok, entonces vamos a hacer la ceremonia, por favor, para abrir ya la parte cultural. Entonces, por favor, si pueden pasar los compañeros que nos van a ayudar, son unos jóvenes de New Brunswick que están trabajando con lazos. A ver si ya están. Y hoy vamos a cantar y vamos también a hacer esa serenata bien fuerte con los jornaleros, pero también es importante no olvidarnos de nuestros ancestros.
We are a group called Lekopuli Wewehatoli. We are wrongly known as the Aztecs. Our real name is called Los Mexicas, and we are the native people of Mexico. And right now, we just call our ancestors, but also their ancestors, the people who are in the cells, in the cages. And we're praying for their ancestors to give them strength and to give them will to stay strong and to stay wise and to see that this land is being used for this. This is not right. We are better than this. We were made to be united. That's what makes a community. No matter what race or what living style, us being together fighting for what's right, that's what makes us a community. That's what makes us un guerrero. And thank you for having us here. Gracias.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Melting the Ice, Derritiendo el Hielo. And this is a broadcast from a rally and concert against ICE in the parking lot of the Essex County Detention Center in Newark, New Jersey.
So, Ray, at this point in the night, several more speakers from movement organizations came up to share their messages of support. And everyone spoke directly facing the barbed wire fence, separating where we were in the parking lot from the towering concrete detention center on the other side. Everything that was said that night was so beautiful, and the whole crowd was just listening so intently. So we're sorry to skip ahead, but we want to make sure to get to the music before we run out of time on air.
Yes. So then, after the speakers, two different youth dance groups performed.
And then Los Jornaleros del Norte took to the mic, and the whole crowd, over 100 people, just started dancing right there under the parking lot lights, right in front of this huge barbed wire fence, with all the windows of the detention center looking down on us. It was incredibly powerful. We hope some of you were able to see it. Just this whole community of people from Newark, from Dover, from all across New Jersey, from Connecticut, from organizations all across this movement, everyone just dancing their hearts out there in the parking lot.
My name is Francisco. I'm Colombian and I live in Mine Hill, New Jersey. I just wanted to let everybody inside know that we're going to stand with you in solidarity and we're going to fight for you guys every single day of our lives, you know, so we can fight against these injustices that are going on. God bless you guys. Buenas tardes, familia. Mi nombre es Francisco Agudelo. Yo soy un colombiano. Yo vivo en Mine Hill, New Jersey. Y estamos aquí en solidaridad con ustedes para apoyarlos y para dejarlos saber que ustedes no están solos y vamos a seguir luchando todos los días para los derechos de ustedes.
Nadie te va a escuchar. Nadie te va a escuchar. Queremos trabajo. La migra al carajo. Queremos trabajo.
Hola, ¿cómo están, hermanos y hermanas que están detenidos en el centro de detención? Mi nombre es Teresa Vivar de Lazos América Unida. Estamos aquí para ustedes. Que el Creador me los cuide, me los bendiga. Pónganse fuertes, estén siempre positivos. Mándenos un mensaje, una carta, escríbanos. Estamos esperando de ustedes, conocer de ustedes sus casos. Si hay alguna injusticia, por favor, escriban y déjenos saber en qué manera podemos ayudarlos a ustedes y a sus familiares. Les mando un abrazo. Que el Creador me los cuide, como les dije antes, que tengan toda la fuerza para seguir positivos, que eso nos va a mantener a todos nosotros en la lucha por ustedes. Cuídense mucho.
La gente salga a luchar. La voz también es un arma. La voz también es un arma.
Hola, buenas noches. Mi nombre es Reinalda, soy de la organización New Labor. Compañeros o hermanos que están en el centro ahí detenidos, por favor, digan a sus familias todas las injusticias para que nosotros podamos luchar por ustedes. Es bien importante que su familia hable de lo que está pasando dentro para que nosotros podamos ayudarlo. Y bendiciones a todos. Cuídense.
I'm Kathy O'Leary. I'm with Pax Christi. And we have a saying in Pax Christi, violence ends where love begins. And this is absolutely an expression of love tonight. There's just all this wonderful dancing and talking and laughing and you know, it's not a normal protest. this is really, you know, people joining together, creating this really wonderful, loving community. And we are hoping that that our expressions of love and compassion can somehow float over the walls, through that razor wire, and reach you. We want you to know that we are not going to stop fighting for you until you're free. We want you to win your cases. We want you all to have legal representation. We want there to be an oversight board in this jail to make sure that no one suffers under the conditions that you're suffering under. And we're not going to stop. I've been standing here for 10 years. I'm not going to stop standing here until everyone is free.
Hola, buenas noches, mi nombre es Florentino, también soy miembro de Labor. Bueno, les mando un mensaje que se pongan fuertes y estamos aquí para luchar por ustedes. Que Dios los bendiga y los cuide.
Yo soy de Lazos, mi nombre está Ashley. Abrazos, good noches.
Adriana, y bueno, el mensaje en realidad es que no te confundas, immigrants get the work done, los inmigrantes son los que hacemos el trabajo en esta nación, siempre recordar eso, llevar por delante y con orgullo nuestra cultura, de dónde venimos, el hecho de que no somos inmigrantes, nosotros somos de esta tierra, por muy mestizo que seamos, ¿verdad? Los inmigrantes son otros, a nosotros nos cruzó la frontera. Siempre recordar eso y saber que están ahí, no por una culpa individual, sino por un sistema corrupto, por un sistema capitalista, neoliberalista, en donde estas cárceles en realidad son una fuente de ganancia económica, financiera tremenda, ¿verdad? Para compañías privadas y también para el gobierno, y que gracias a ellos, lamentablemente, otros se están beneficiando, ¿verdad? Se están lucrando. Entonces, que no se confundan, que siempre mantengan ese pensamiento fijo y que estamos acá afuera siempre pensando en ellos, ¿verdad? Siempre luchando, y que cuando salgan puedan también seguir en la lucha.
Llegaron, tocando cumbia los jornaleros.
Hola, yo soy Jaime Herrera y les mando un saludo desde aquí afuera de la cárcel para ustedes, hermanos. Quiero que tengan la seguridad de que hay gente que estamos luchando aquí afuera y vamos a mantenernos luchando hasta que haya justicia para toda la gente que quiere ser deportada. Así es que un saludo y felicidades a todos. Ojalá les haya gustado la serenata. My name is Jaime Herrera. I send greetings for everybody inside. I was deported. I was in jail too, 1977, the first time I came over here. And I know how it's to be in there, all right? So you guys chill up a little bit. We are fighting outside. We're going to be whatever we have to be, fighting for justice on this issue, the immigration. We need an amnesty or something else to bring you guys with a permanent residence. Sooner or later, you're going to be all right. Just, be patient for right now, but we're doing the struggle everywhere that we need.
My
My name is Taylor Allen. I live in Dover, New Jersey, and I think I'm out here tonight because it's important for everyone that's being affected by this, directly or indirectly. I think it's important to know that if you're in there, someone wants you to feel like you've lost. That's just how I feel. They want you to feel like you've lost. But it's not over when you lose. It's over when you quit. And we're out here tonight because we're not quitting, and I hope that that inspires the people inside and the people who are being affected by this drastically that it's not over until you quit, and we're not quitting, so neither should you.
¡Que vivan los inmigrantes!
Before we end our show, we have just a few more messages to share. In the parking lot, as everyone was leaving, we had the honor of meeting Jose's family. Jose, here are their messages for you.
Hi, Jose. Soy Gillian. Ay, disculpa que estoy malita de salud, eso. La voz me sale bien mala, pero que... Quiero que sepas que te queremos mucho, te estamos apoyando, estamos aquí por ti. Está mi hermana Carla, está Jackie, estamos con tus padres aquí, está Ingrid, estamos, bueno, muchas personas que venimos aquí a apoyarte. Espero que todo te salga bien y esperamos verte pronto afuera. Okay, cuídate. We love you, bye.
Hi Jose, it's Carla. We're here for to support you. I hope you get out soon. Stay strong and we love you.
Jose, Nicho, we love you. We miss you. We're gonna get you out. Stay strong. You're gonna come home soon. I hope you don't forget about me. It's Beatrice. And yeah, we love you. It was beautiful. There was a lot of people, a lot of posters. Your name was out, your name was said. Everyone knows your situation. Everyone's gonna help you the best they can.
This is Ingrid. We're here to support you. Your brother came out, Manny, your mom, your dad, Jillian and her sisters, Beatrice and me. I just want to thank everybody that came out tonight. Your voice is being heard, from even though you're stuck in there. Your voice is being heard, and we're trying to fight for your case for you to come out. And we love you and we miss you, and I can't wait for you to meet your nephew.
Hola, José. Soy tu mamá, que estamos aquí apoyándote desde aquí afuera. Estamos contigo, estamos todos acá, pidiendo a Dios primeramente que va a salir muy pronto. Y aquí te estamos apoyando. Y aquí estamos toda tu familia, tus amistades vinieron a este lugar. Pues, y pues estamos con la fe en Dios que todo va a salir bien. Y bueno, pues esperamos que todo esté bien y que todo va a salir en victoria. Y pues esto es todo, te queremos mucho. Y pues aquí estamos para apoyarte siempre. Dios te bendiga, hijo. Te quiero mucho.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Melting the Ice, Derritiendo el Hielo, recorded live in the parking lot of the Essex County Detention Center in Newark, New Jersey, on September 25th, 2019. If you are listening from detention right now, please let us know. We would love to hear from you and learn what information would be most useful for you. You can write to Melting the Ice, P.O. Box 202981, New Haven, CT 06520. Again, that's Melting the Ice, P.O. Box 202981, New Haven, Connecticut, 06520. Si está escuchando desde detención en este momento, déjenos saber. Nos encantaría escuchar de usted y qué información sería la más útil para usted. Pueden escribir a Derritiendo el Hielo, P.O. Box 202981, New Haven, Connecticut 06520. Otra vez, Derritiendo el Hielo. P.O. Box 202981, New Haven, CT 06520. Soy su anfitrión, Luis Luna, y este episodio fue producido y editado por Sylvia Ryerson. I'm your host, Luis Luna, and this episode was produced and edited by Sylvia Ryerson. A special thanks to José Hernández Velázquez for continuing to fight and for sharing your story with us, and to everyone inside that is refusing to give up while finding incredible ways to stay connected and support each other. You inspire us all. Thank you. And a special thanks to Carol Ruiz, Brian Lozano, Jorge Torres, Omar León, Pablo Alvarado, and all the members of Los Jornaleros del Norte, and all the speakers and performers that night, and everyone who shared a message of support for this show. A special thanks also to our broadcast partner, WKCR-FM, for all their support in working with us to air this on local airwaves. And thanks to you for listening. Gracias por acompañarnos y hasta la próxima. Mis hijos
desconsolados. Hey everyone, so we have an update to share. After recording the concert, Luis and I stayed in touch with Jose's friends, family, and legal support, who helped us share the information about the broadcast with Jose. 3 weeks later, when this show first aired on WKCR 89.9 FM, Jose was listening from inside his cell, where he was being held in solitary confinement. Exactly 2 weeks after the show broadcast, I got a call from Ingrid, Jose's sister-in-law. She had Jose on the line, and he and I got to talk for the first time. I asked Jose if he had a message he wanted to share in response to be included in the show, and he said definitely. So I asked if he could call me back the next day and if I could record our conversation for the broadcast. Here's our call.
You have a prepaid call. You will not be charged for this call. This call is from...
Yo, it's Jose.
An inmate at the Essex County Correctional Facility. This call will be monitored and recorded. Do not use three-way or call waiting features during this call. If you wish to block any future calls of this nature, dial 7 now. To accept this call, press 0 now. To decline this call, hang up. Thank you for using Global Tail Link.
What's up, Sylvie? How you doing? You hear me?
Hi, Jose. Yeah, I can hear you. It's so great to hear from you. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, you know. I've just been in my room all day since yesterday in the afternoon. So I've been in my room for like 15 hours. They just let me out right now. I can shower, I can go to the cage and work out, and I can use the library and make phone calls. So I just decided to call you, you know?
Thank you so much for calling. And how long do we have to talk right now?
I think we have 15 minutes.
Okay. So, where are you in the detention center right now? Are you in solitary?
I'm in a criminal unit in maximum security in solitary. I'm just in myself. Like, I'm in my room by myself, 23 hours a day in my room. I eat in my room. They feed me through a port through the door. So I eat breakfast in my room. I eat lunch in my room. I eat dinner in my room. And there's no table. So either we eat on the floor or we move our beds or put it on our laps.
How long have you been in solitary for?
I've been in solitary since May 17th of 2019. So I've been a couple months.
More than a couple months. That's May, June, July, August, September, October. Over 5 months.
Yeah, they just housed me here. It's been stressful, honestly. It's been very stressful. I've been up here, and where I'm at right now, up here smells like feces. There's people that, they start screaming, they bang on the door all night. They yell, they refuse to close the door. I don't know, it's just crazy. So, other than that, I've been all right. I've been try to keep myself busy by reading books, by writing. I love writing. I just exercise. Just everything, anything that I can keep busy, I just do.
So what does it mean, like, what is your day like in solitary?
I'm in my room 23 hours a day. So I come out 1 hour, and when I do come out, I have 1 hour to do everything. So let's say if I get in the shower for 15 minutes, and I want to go to the gym or something else, that's in my hour. So I have to make everything fit in 1 hour. So I've been kind of stressful lately because, just staring at a wall every day, it's taking a toll on me.
Yeah, how are you coping? How are you surviving it? You said you're reading and writing, and this is the hour that you're talking to me right now, right? This is your 1 hour?
Yeah. So yeah, after I'm done with this hour, I get put back in my room until the next day in the morning. So mm-hmm. I have 1 hour. In that 1 hour, I can call.
Wow. Wow, Jose, thank you for calling and, sharing with us what the conditions are inside. There's so many people here that are working so hard to get you out, but everybody knows that you're doing the hardest work of all, just being in there. And, you know, the fact that you've just shared what the conditions are means so much, because, you know, us on the outside, we don't know what's happening inside. So your willingness to do that is really makes a huge difference.
Yeah. I just want to thank everybody that's helping me out, supporting me, people that really helping me, that they know that I'm going to be good if I get a bail or anything. So, yeah, sometimes it gets sad. Sometimes it gets lonely. But I just got to fight. We got to melt this ice. We got to melt the ice and not let it get to nobody.
Jose, thank you, and so well said. And I have so many questions I want to ask you. I just want to make sure we don't run out of time before I get to talk to you about the rally and the concert. So I wanted to maybe talk a little bit about that. And could you just tell me, like, when you found out that it was happening and what you heard about it beforehand?
Okay, so I talked to my sister, and she told me, Ingrid, she was like, oh, they're having something at the jail, and we're coming. I said, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, there's going to be a concert, there's going to be people outside protesting, they're going to be singing, there's going to be dancing. So I was like, wait, does my mom know about this? She was like, yeah, your dad and your mom and your brother and me and everybody else is coming. So I was like, what? And I was like, I was shocked, because I was like, yo, who set this up for me? And then next thing you know, they're outside. And I called them, and they started telling me, oh, we're out here. It was great. So I knew what was happening. I was in solitary confinement in my room, and I was inside my cell, and I asked one of the officers that just came in the last shift at 10 o'clock. I was like, yo, did you see somebody out there, like people out there? He was like, yeah, I seen a couple people. I was like, yeah, they were having like a concert, right? They were protesting. He was like, yeah, that was for you, right? I was like, yeah, because they were screaming my name. That's who told me that. So that's when I really, like, I found out that they're still out there. So I was like, yes. And then I was just happy. I fell asleep happy. And then the next morning, my sister-in-law was telling me, my mom, my dad, my friends. So it was pretty cool.
And then how did you hear about the radio show?
So Rachel told me that they were going to play it on 89.9 at 9 to 10. So I was like, oh, for real? And she was like, yeah, do you have any batteries? I was like, I don't have any batteries. I ordered the wrong ones. Because every week you can order, and they come on every Tuesday, of every week of Tuesday. So I didn't have any batteries. So I asked one of the workers, I was like, yo, can you please let me get a battery? Like, I'll pay you whatever you want. And he overpriced me, obviously. So I was like, okay, I'll buy them. And then I ended up listening. As soon as I connected them and put them, I think it was like 8:50. I went to the station, 89.9. And I tried to get some signal, and I wasn't getting any signal. So I was like, okay, I got to jump on the toilet. And I jumped on top of the toilet, on top of the sink, and I was just hanging. And I finally got it, and, like, I got it right there. Like, I got it, so I didn't want to move a muscle. So it was pretty cool.
Oh, my gosh, you literally just got the batteries in time, like, 10 minutes before the show started.
Yep. As soon as I got the batteries, I plugged them in, and then, boom, it came. came on.
So the whole hour, how were you positioned? Were you just like still? Like
I was on top of my toilet and on top of the sink. I was all the way on top, like I was high off the ground and I was leaning towards like the window. So and then I finally got like the spot and I stayed there. And for the whole hour from 9 and 10, and then the officer passed by, he's like, what are you doing? I'm trying to get some signal. So once I heard my name and once I started hearing the music and the band and the instruments, everything, it was great. Right when you guys came, I heard when they were like, oh, if you want to drop off the equipment, just drop it right here and you guys can park down there. I heard everything. And I started yelling to everybody. I was like, 89.9. And they were like, oh, you on the radio? You on the radio? So they just started like yelling and saying my name. So it gave me so much hope. When they were singing, I felt peace. Like I didn't know the tone, but I was just like happy. I was just spiritual. I was great. It was amazing. Like it was the best time ever. Like I spent in this jail, knowing that there were people outside of this jail. It gave me so much inspiration. Like when I heard that and heard my name on the radio, I told myself, I was like, I'm not alone in this anymore. You know, there's people out there for me, with me. So it was very, very, it was great. And then I heard my mom. Oh my God, my mom at the end, like my heart melted. Like my mom, she started saying, like, I heard my friends, my ex-girlfriend, my sister-in-law, my mother, everybody was out there. And I didn't think I was going to hear them. But once I heard my mom's voice, I felt like a baby. I wanted to cry, you know? So it was great.
I'm so happy you heard it, Jose. It was so beautiful, and we were so glad to get to share it with you and that you got to hear every piece of it. That's amazing. That is melting the walls right there. And you heard it. Like, you heard it. It got through. It's incredible.
I know, and like, I know if I heard it, other people heard it, because sometimes they'd be late nights in the room, they just go through the radio, and they just stop. I know other people heard it. I know for a fact. Once I heard it, I told myself, like, if I do get out in the situation, I'm going to help people in need. People that are going through the same thing, I know how it feels. I know I've been through it, so I can relate. So if I get the opportunity to help people and do everything I can for the black and brown people, I'm going to do it. Because we're going through a crisis right now. Everything with this immigration policy and deportation. My brother got deported. He got deported. He was in my room when they told him to pack his stuff that he was leaving. They said that was the last time I hugged him, and he got deported. So now I don't know if I'm going to see him again, anything. So I know how it feels.
How long ago was that when he got deported?
This was back in May.
Wow. Jose, I want to make sure before we run out of time and get to ask you. So we're going to rebroadcast the show on November 21st at 9:00. And at the end of the show, I'm going to edit in our conversation. And if you have a message that you want to share that we can edit into the radio show. So I wanted to ask you, what do you want people to know and any message you would like to share as a part of that broadcast?
I just want to thank everyone that came out to the jail and supported me, and the people that are not giving up and giving me hope to keep pushing. And I want to say something to the ICE detainees that are here in Essex County and all other facilities. Do not give up. Every day is not going to be the best day, but do not give up. Let's melt this ice. Let's melt it so we can fight. If we give up, then it's over. And I also want to thank my lawyer. She's doing an amazing job. And I just want to thank you. Thank you for everything. I appreciate everything you're doing, the broadcast, everything. So, 89.9.
You have 60 seconds remaining.
Jose, I'm so glad you heard it. And I hope you hear this message again coming back to you. And we're just going to keep working together to melt all these walls and get you out of there as soon as we can. And we're all here with you.
You have 30 seconds remaining.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jose. We'll be in touch. Thank you so much.
God bless.
We'll stay in touch.
Good night.
Good night. As of this recording, in December 2019, Jose is no longer in solitary confinement, but he remains detained inside of Essex facing pending deportation. This is his 19th month in detention. To learn more about Jose's story and how you can support his campaign, you can visit our website at www.meltingtheice.org.
City streets vanish when we're filling them. Handling, we do our thing, and we're gonna win. Revolution will not be televised. We're marching in, listening to the sound body I'm painting in. Plus, I'm leaning in to the left, melanin, generating another level of thought development. Altering anomaly sentiments with intellect. See, I found beauty in the strain. Though our unity in unison with our people's history and legacy. A most sensitive sentiment of a falling star. Everybody say, rest in peace, Salazar. I break bread with veterans of the urban board. Past, present tense, still rocking Pendletons. I only move when the people say it's movement. So assume that a rebel is your future president.